Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. Coming up, the Darden School of Business is teaming up with the UVA McIntyre School of Commerce to present a leading-edge forum that will examine the future of the global economy. But first, the 2010 Marketing Forum, sponsored by the Marketing Club at Darden, inspired and engaged students. Darden alumnus Alec Reynolds, class of 2007, was among the list of speakers who discussed the nuances of marketing for their respective companies. Reynolds shared his experiences in the strategic marketing of cancer therapies for the multinational biopharmaceutical company Celgene.
How do we take, what are the fundamental marketing principles and how do you put them to work? In our case, it has very specific constraints and regulations, but fundamentally we are have a heritage in science and innovation, and the medical piece of our business is at its core. So how do you, with that, I think you have to share those values and mission. How do you take that and orient teams to achieve and establish the brand and to build that profile, which ultimately must benefit patients.
Impressed by the high Friday afternoon turnout, Reynolds enjoyed engaging students who had questions about his industry.
It's a great opportunity. We had not come to this event before, and it's an early moment for first years in their process and their efforts to think about the choices that they will make after Darden.
The visit also allowed Reynolds to introduce Darden MBA students to a growing business eager to hire principled leaders who can work with different types of medical industry constituents. Each year, Celgene sends recruiters to the Darden School.
But it's been a great source of talent for us. We need that. Our business needs that. It's growing. That general management sort of approach within our company. Can you work with, well, clinicians or the within our business or researchers or to lead these teams in a principled fashion with the mission that we are involved in, which is developing new therapies for cancer.
Reynolds was also impressed that the event's host took a long view in presenting MBA students with examples of how basic marketing principles can be put to work in a variety of industries. Other companies represented included Johnson & Johnson, H.J. Heinz Company, Microsoft, General Mills, and Market Bridge. It's quite possibly the biggest event of the year for Darden's full-time MBA students. The International Business Society's International Food Festival happens Saturday, October 9th at 5 p.m. in the Darden Flagler Courtyard. Teams representing different countries will display their best culinary cuisine and artistic performances. The teams will also compete in the categories of best food, best costume, best table decoration, and best performance. There will be prizes given to the best overall team and the runner-up. Last year, the Japanese team won by a landslide. Follow Saturday's action live and see pictures from the event via Twitter. You can follow us at Darden Live to find out who will win the International Food Festival's coveted prizes for 2010. In partnership with the UVA McIntyre School of Commerce, the Darden School of Business will host the third annual Value Investing Conference to be held October 28th and 29th. Thursday night's events will take place at Old Cabell Hall at the University of Virginia, and Friday's events will occur at Darden. Registration is now underway, and it looks like a pretty big crowd is expected. And to discuss why others should join their business colleagues who are attending this event is Everett Fortner, Executive Director of Corporate Relations at the Darden School. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, tell us about the theme of this year's conference. Can you tell us how it was chosen? How did you come about it?
I can. Value investors right now are facing unprecedented times, right? And 2 years ago, Jeff Immelt made the comment, is this a reset or a recovery? Well, we're 2 years later. I think the question is still there. Many people are asking, are we beginning a recovery? Are we really in a reset moment? And value investors need to know that. Although most value investors invest for the long term, it's helpful for them to understand the environment in which they're investing. And so this year, we're bringing in some well-known experts to help them understand that environment.
I see. And can you tell us about those experts?
Well, I can. On Thursday evening, we have two that will certainly get things started and plan to shake things up a bit. Mark Faber, editor of the Gloom, Boom, Doom Report, has a reputation of being controversial and really making some statements that make people think. And that's exactly what we want to do with this kind of conference. We have such a great audience of business people, academics, and students that what Mark and then the next person, Jim Grant, will say, I think will get people thinking and will set the stage for a wonderful Friday as well.
All right. And what should prospective attendees know about this event?
Well, of course, the event is October 28th and 29th. On the 28th, Thursday evening, it's at the Old Cabell Hall building on the main grounds of the University of Virginia. And on Friday, all day long, it's at the Darden School on the north grounds of the University of Virginia.
So for those who are already planning to attend the event, what can they expect at the Investors Roundtable?
Well, the Investors Roundtable promises to be one of the most fun parts of the event. We've asked several prominent investors to listen for a day and a half and then respond to what the implications might be for their portfolio. Where are they investing based on what they've heard? Of course, they know probably what Mark Faber will say and Jim Grant will say and some of the others, but it'll give them a chance to process it, think about it, and respond to the audience, as well as give the audience a chance to ask them questions about their investment decisions, why they've done it, how they think it might fare in this new environment.
Yes, and hopefully help them take some of the mystery out of where they should go next.
Absolutely.
Well, how can people register, and will there be on-site registration?
There will not be on-site registration, so you must register ahead of time.
So they definitely want to get online and register in order to attend this event. And for more information, listeners can visit www.conference.darden.virginia.edu/VIC2010, and that's one word.
That's a mouthful, but you can also find it on the homepage of the Darden School website.
Everett Fortner, Executive Director of Corporate Relations at Darden, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.